Welcome to the Unknown Secrets of SEO Podcast.
Welcome back to another fun-filled edition, podcast number
45. No, this has to be 46. 46.
That was last week. 46. Podcast number 46. Welcome back. We got some good stuff for you today.
We know exactly what we're doing. Podcast 46.
Yes.
I'm catching up here. I am unbelievably excited today. Just like jumping out of my shorts excited today. I'm so excited. I'm going to keep talking about it until you think I'm not really excited. I'm just saying it to try and get myself excited.
Oh, that's what's up.
No. I was perusing iTunes last night. We are the most popular SEO podcast on iTunes, and we have got some killer reviews.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
Thank you to everybody who has put in a review.
This is awesome. We really, you know, we get feedback. We love feedback. And when we see, you know, people who have taken the time to actually create an iTunes account, go on to iTunes and actually submit a review, especially these amazing reviews. The only thing is we don't have their website, so we can't give any link love. About giving link love.
No back link love. So make sure if you are a part of a company, even if you're not an SEO company, you're just listening to help your own company, tell us your website, we'll give you some back link love. And by now you should know back link love is pretty good.
There's some value there.
There's definitely some value there.
I gotta read some of these. I mean, this is amazing. I started listening to these guys earlier this year. I've been playing catch up to listen to all of their podcasts. They are informative and entertaining. I've learned more ideas and tips from this podcast than I have in several books.
Wow.
That is awesome. I will be a fan for a long time to come, which means you, apparently it's David Beckham.
Oh, yeah.
David plays soccer and also does search optimization. Very cool. David, send us your website. We'll give you some link love. Since you're going to be a longtime fan, obviously you're going to listen to this. And this is what I loved. This is not your typical boring, dry, monotone podcast that you often find on this subject. We talked about that early on. Yeah. We said, you know, and it was Paul's suggestion. Hey, bring in some news because that kind of lays the groundwork for, okay, we're not only about SEO. We've got some entertaining aspects to it.
And, you know, hey, let's face it. This is not like,
rocket science?
Yeah, there you go. I mean, this is not like this is not always the most exciting thing to talk about.
Oh, it's not
code
like, yeah.
And, you know, if
we it's not like celeb gossip.
There you go. There you go. You know,
it's not just inherently interesting.
They're not putting us on TMZ as to what's going on.
Yet.
There you go. Yet. Thank you. And we got another good one.
You know, Dave finishes that with I feel like I'm listening to some friends talk about the internet. Keep up the great work. You know, because you sent that and said that, I think we should actually keep up the great work.
Dang. Yeah, man. All right.
We got to set the bar high. Yeah. I love setting the bar high. That's good. Chris and Paul, this is another one. Chris and Paul provide a lot of good information, something you couldn't find on the internet, while making it fun to listen with humor, but not getting sidetracked. Thank you very much. We know at least one listener would disagree with that.
Yes. That's American humor. Because John Reynolds pointed that out to me. That's American humor. I have to get up on my Western Australia humor.
Yes. Well, what do we watch? Like, what was that genius guy who had the crazy hair? There was some Australian comedian. He's had two things. I think his name is like something serious or anyway. And that was MPO0. And then now we've got Lightning Basketball says, Chris and Paul appear to be very personable, entertaining, and try to be themselves. We're still working on that. Content is useful. Keep up the good work, guys. So, you know, I am stoked. This is awesome. We want to give you guys some link love. Anybody out there who also wants to put, you know, good reviews. We are the most popular SEO podcast on iTunes. We're actually working up the ladder on Podomatic, which is actually where we host our podcasts.
And, hey, if you get some value out of this podcast, you know, take 2-3 minutes and send us a review. We don't fake any of our reviews like I feel some people do. They're all from people that have just taken the time to do that. So thank you. If you get something from it, you know, help us out. We helped you out. Help us out.
And, yeah. And we kind of get the feeling that some others have faked it just because, you know, they were only broadcasting for a short period of time and they had like 100 reviews. We've been broadcasting for, 2 years?
Yeah.
And we've got between six and eight reviews now.
Some of you guys out there that are in the SEO iTunes are doing it. I'll tell you why. Because if you have 99 reviews and your average rating is 5 stars, I mean, damn.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Wasn't that our goal?
Oh, yeah. True that. Yeah, true that. But, you know, man, at least I know. I mean, I like to think I'm awesome. But, man, I know I ain't that dang awesome. So thank you again. Today, more?
Yeah, new,
couple things I found in the news today. This is actually very recent. Google, I found this out this morning. I'm about to do some more research on it. Bid Ideas. Go to Google, search Bid Ideas. It's a new product that Google has come out with. If you are doing, AdWords, there's a section that will help you, give you bid ideas. If you type in the keyword, it'll tell you the approximate cost of it, the, click impact, and some other stuff, and it'll tell you if you're thinking about increasing your bid or decreasing your bid. It will help you find the impact that could have over increasing or decreasing your bid. So something pretty cool. I'm gonna have to check that out.
That's pretty cool. It sounds like a tool that's already, like, when you have an AdWords account, it'll kind of do that. You're like adjusting your bid, and it'll say,
yeah,
here's your estimated amount of links now or whatever. That's cool. So they're making that available more generically. You have to have an account. Cool.
Bing came out with something called StreetSide, which to me is something very similar to Google Street View.
Oh, okay.
Google Maps Street View. They actually have photos, and they have live video of it. Yeah, I thought that was pretty crazy. You can go actually see the first video they saw was the fish market in Seattle. And I'm like, wow.
So like Bing just set up a camera so you can see live video of the fish market in Seattle?
So Bing is now Big Brother.
Wow.
So yeah. What else? Yahoo. The owners of Yahoo are selling stock. And I was like, whoa, man, what y'all doing?
We talked about Yahoo last week.
Yeah.
And they were like, they're selling.
They're going under!
They're selling their core competencies.
Yeah, but then,
and they're selling lots of stock.
Yeah, the two owners sold 5 million shares of stock. And that's like red flag. Bing, 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 bing. What's going on with Yahoo? And then Chris goes, and then I read further and they're like, okay, they collectively have 133 million shares and they're selling 5. So I'm like, I guess not that big of a deal.
It's close to 5% though. Yeah. I mean, it's.
But you had a good point. Hey, they're probably trying to raise capital
to start another company.
Maybe start another company. So look out for something else coming from the guys at Yahoo. And I want to give a special shout out to some guys in Hawaii. AJ at ComputerCornerHawaii.com. Check out AJ. I spoke with AJ about 2 weeks ago. AJ, I forgot to mention you last week. But he and some guys started a company out in Hawaii, and they can actually help you if you have computer problems anywhere in the world. They can actually help you. They've come up with a concept to help people anywhere, not just in your local town.
So, oh, we were talking about this. Yesterday.
Yes.
That's a pretty cool idea.
And so let me give you your backlink, love, AJ. It's www.computercornerhawaii.com. And I think they pronounce it Hawaii.
Hawaii. Yeah, there's a weird little accent. In Hawaii. You're doing pretty good, I think.
I met a chick from Hawaii once. She told me that, so that's the only thing I remember.
She cute? Yeah. Woo! That's what I like to hear. All right, you can stalk us. Twitter, and I know we're exceeding our time frame for not getting into the meat of information, and that's just how we're going to go. You can stalk us at Twitter. You can find us twitter.com/ewebstyle. There is no dash in that. Facebook, the easiest way to get to our Facebook page is to go to ewebstyle.com/Facebook. That'll immediately forward you to our Facebook page. You hopefully are looking at us live right now as you speak, or you're listening to us. If you want to see us actually record our podcast, we think it's fairly dynamic, pretty good.
And I just like to think I'm good looking, to be honest.
Yeah. So you can hear that normally at 9:15 Central Standard Time. We're here for you. And then the other thing is, I gotta go get another sheet. You can email us. We appreciate your emails. Just email us at podcast@e-webstyle.com. That'll get to somebody. It'll be interesting and we'll probably give you some link love. So, excellent.
So what's up for today? Are we done?
What about Buzz? What was Buzz?
But Google Buzz.
You cover that. Okay. I'll be right back.
But a day or two ago, I was following a friend of mine on Facebook. Excuse me. She brings up, oh, now there's Buzz is out. I got something else to take me away from my time. I got Facebook. I got Twitter. Now there's Buzz. And I'm like, wow, this chick is not in IT or anything like that. So I'm like, man, I need to catch myself up on what's going on. So I should have been first to catch it. So I Google Buzz. I Google Buzz. And And what it, this is what it kind of looks like. It's like Gmail with a social media, I'm back, widget kind of attached to it. It's, they're really trying to, it's basically you can follow people in your email box, have conversations, new ideas, pictures, videos. What did you say it was kind of similar to starting a,
A thread. So you can have like continuous threads instead of, you know, like if you want to share pictures with somebody, like a group of people, you send an email and then one person wants to make a comment, he's got to hit reply all. And then everyone else reply all back and forth. Well, if you're just in your Gmail account and you can communicate like you can, I don't say on Facebook.
Okay.
then you've got it all there. You already got your contacts in there. There's no integration. There's nothing else. So it's an interesting concept.
Google something different. If you're using it, email me and let me know. Podcast@e-webstyle.com.
Would that be like BuzzMe?
Yeah, BuzzMe. Well, you can't BuzzMe because, well, I guess I do have a Gmail.
I may be buzzing. It's built into it. Who knows?
I personally probably not going to do Google Buzz.
Yeah.
Because I got Facebook and Twitter.
You barely started Twitter. How many times have you tweeted?
I know, like 6.
Total times? All right. Are they interesting at least?
No.
Is that like, this is my first tweet?
I feel sorry. And this is my 5th tweet. I feel sorry for my followers because I'm just not, you know, maybe I'm just not that interesting on Twitter, man. Oh, wow.
You got to tweet about something. All right. Here we go. So we decided that the topic today we were discussing just moments ago, what topic should we do? And after wrestling with all sorts of brilliant ideas, we came up with, typically when we finish a website, we have some of our own processes for getting websites indexed, right? Getting them on the search engines. And sometimes, frankly, we finish a website and it's a customer who's not going to become an SEO customer. Mm-hmm. So we're not intently focused. We don't do much of these processes. What we usually do is add them to our portfolio. Mm-hmm. And because Google actually visits our website on a fairly regular basis, they'll see that link going to the new website and they'll peruse that website and they'll index that website. So for us, we really don't have to do that much.
Let me interrupt.
Yes.
They'd like to come to us because we have new changing content.
Yes.
Dynamic.
Yeah.
And they like that. And I don't know what's with the hand motions. I don't know
what that's really about. Awesome. That was really, cool. The people listening are like, I wish they would just quit the physical humor. It doesn't work. And it's not funny. All right. So we got, you just finished your website. And you've been listening to our podcast and you've incorporated all of these ideas and you're ready to do article submission and you've got great keyword selection and you've got your keywords in your title tags. They're in your header tags. They're in your alt tags. And if you don't understand any of that, go back and listen to all of our podcasts because that information is in all of our podcasts. And now you're like, okay, so let me stick my website out there. I've got a domain name. I'm hosting. We do hosting, by the way. And I'm hosting, and I'm ready to go.
What next?
And Google won't find you. They may find you eventually, because they actually may go through, like, registrar and find out that that domain has actually been registered, and then they may visit it that way. There are a couple ways that they may accidentally end up on your website. But you don't want an accident. You want it to happen quickly. What do you do? And there's a whole lot of things that you can do. If you've been listening, the first one on our list here is we've got this list, and we have our own things, but we'd like to be thorough and make sure we don't leave anything out. Because frankly, I would have left, I think, one or two of these out. And,
hey, I'll be honest, I would have left all of them out because, you know, it's not something I really have to worry about because we get indexed. Our websites get indexed because they come to our website. So
yeah, it's a no-brainer for us. A no-brainer, no effort.
Yeah.
So the first thing, you know, if you've been listening to our podcast, you have a sitemap.
Yes.
Right? Because we know the value of a sitemap. And with that sitemap, you need to create, and we've talked about this before, Webmaster Tools account. So that's on Google, Bing, Yahoo. So go to Google, Bing, Yahoo, create your Webmaster account. Specifically on Google, I was just reading here, and this I didn't actually know. There's a thing called a ping, and then there's a thing called a submit. Google separates the two. You can't ping until you've submitted on Google. So you have to have your Webmaster account, and then you submit that sitemap to Google, and now you're submitted, and from there on out, you can actually ping it.
Well, Okay, go ahead.
Okay. So apparently with Yahoo, with Bing and Yahoo, which is supposed to be Bing.
I won't do that again.
No, it's good. I like it. Almost as good as hand gestures. you can ping. The first time you can just ping it, and I'm actually going to put these, the ping, URLs in our blog. So all of our podcasts get transcribed and put on our blogs. So by the time you're listening to this, certainly if you're watching it and, you're not.
Yet.
I just looked at our list. Remember, 9:15 Central Standard Time. If you're listening to this, then by that time, it's already been podcast. It's already been translated and put on our blog. And so you can go to our blog and you can find it. You can actually search our blog. Where do you find our blog? Just go to e-webstyle.com and then click the blog button link up there, the blog link at the top. Yeah.
And my question.
Yes.
Bing and Yahoo. Because this just popped in my head as you said that. With everything that's happened with Bing and Yahoo and their, Bing's going to be supplying Yahoo search results. Is it still necessary for me as a website owner to register with Yahoo's Webmaster Tools and Bing's Webmaster Tools?
This article was submitted February 10th. Pretty recent.
That's it. Yesterday? Yeah. 2 days ago?
Yeah. Yeah. Look, we're just a cutting edge. Here. It's only 2 days old. Here's what I say. I mean, part of this, you could say, just like we indicated initially, we put our websites on our portfolio. Google comes and finds us. The search engines actually kind of end up sharing information, mm-hmm. right? So as soon as you're on Google, eventually MSN and Yahoo will find you. Also, so, you know, technically, no. Again, it's better to do it, you know, better safe than sorry, make it happen
better
quicker.
Safe than sorry.
Right. And it's not that much effort. By the time you figure out how to set up a webmaster account on Google, it's just kind of rote. Go ahead and do it on Yahoo or Bing. Let's see what else. So then there's pings, and pings is actually just something. It's a URL that you can type or copy and paste, and then have the sitemap equals is kind of a variable at the end of the URL, and then you put your sitemap. Again, on Google, you have to have already submitted it from the Webmaster Tools. And then on Bing and Yahoo, you can just start right away. And ask.com also actually has a way to look at your sitemap. So there's a couple of different ways. I'm going to include those URLs in our blog. So, very good. So what else could you do? There's a couple other options.
Other than, calling it WebStyle, which is going to be my go-to answer just about every time. You could, I like this one. You could link from a highly trafficked bookmark. Site.
Wow, that's a lot of words.
So you could get a link from Google's homepage. But,
you know? And if we knew how to do that, they wouldn't be calling us more.
That's true. You could get, you know, find somebody that's going to give you a backlink, a very highly trafficked
bookmark site.
Yeah, there you go. Highly bookmarked.
Give me an example of a bookmark site.
Facebook.
Facebook is more social media. Okay. Yeah, social. So, Delicious.
Okay.
This one. Blinklist.
Okay.
Which I've never used. StumbleUpon, which I actually like. I use it on my lunch breaks all the time. And Dig.com. So those are social bookmarking sites. Mm-hmm. And so you want to try and get your website on one of those. And so, often what we talk about when we're talking about the process of engaging in social marketing, you actually have to be a member of those sites, typically, and you want to have friends who have influence, you know, friends who a lot of people follow, a lot of people, like to follow what they dig or what they find is delicious or, what they blink at.
I don't know what blink with. Yeah, I don't even know what that is.
All right. And so when you have those people and you can get them to reference your website, boom, you're going to have not only, I mean, in those cases, it's good for getting indexed. For people finding you, but mm-hmm. it's also just good for, you know, backlink love. It's good for traffic in general. You know, you definitely want traffic on your website.
And we've talked about that over and over. Get on, you know, get your social media on people.
Yeah, it works. It works. And, you know, even Mo Serious. Chuck.
SEO rapper.
Yeah, really. SEO rapper. We're serious. There is an SEO rapper. He is awesome. And one of the things he said when we were interviewing him here in the office He said, if they can't find you somewhere else, at least they can find you on Facebook or MySpace or whatever, Twitter or whatever. He's an avid tweeter.
Chuck has actually kind of helped me. I was like, all right, I need to get on Twitter, man.
Yeah.
I need to get on Twitter. Now I need to actually start updating my tweets. I'm going to do it right after this and say, podcast is up.
Podcast up. That's what's up.
And that's what's up.
That's how we could end every podcast, right? So create comment on a blog is another one. And this is, you'll find that there are actually a lot of SEO companies will do this. This is a way really to create backlink love. You get on a blog, and we've got a number of blogs that we're responsible for, and I get comments like there's a standard going around. These are all basically spam, and the comment is, your blog is so incredibly informative. I was looking all over the place for information on this subject. I have bookmarked you. And they want me to approve it so that they get that backlink love. I don't approve that because it's clear what they're doing and it doesn't help my website. If you don't have any links going out of your website, you might want to approve some of those because actually having links out of your website is actually good. It creates a better experience on your website because if your website is just text and information about you and with no future destination, it kind of feels like you reached the end of the web.
Yeah.
And people don't like to think that they've reached the end of the web. There's always some more piece of information. In our case, we actually get legitimate submissions about information that is in the blog. And when that happens, we absolutely approve it. We want to approve it so that we get those links going out. Those are fine. Those don't hurt us. They actually help us. I was thinking about this may sound weird. I was thinking about this last night. You know, we talked about in our last couple of podcasts that the job of you doing SEO or your SEO company is to give a good experience to Google users. So if a Google user comes to your website, and I was thinking, I bet Google has a once a month meeting where, whatever, five guys who are just out of diapers, maybe some girls, yeah. And they're saying, okay, what factors should we consider in search engine results, right? And who's position one, who's position 10? Should we consider the age of the website? Should we consider the age of the information? Should we consider, if it has outbound links? And think about it. It's a better experience for the user if a particular page does have outbound links. You know, in the grand sense of the web, a particular web page is about collecting information and providing information to the user, and you're not going to provide it all on one page. So you need to have it, and you're not going to provide it all on one website. So maybe you've got some outbound links going to Wikipedia to help define certain terms. Maybe you've got outbound links to MSN because there's an article related to whatever you're talking about. Those create a better experience for the Google user and your user in general. And so they're gonna count that. That's gonna have some value. So,
just to piggyback on that, don't, you know, add value. If you're gonna make a comment on it, make sure it's of value. Cause I read a lot of like blogs. If I'm trying to find something, how to do something, and I'm searching and I read blogs and I can just scroll. People can tell like when you just want a backlink. So add value too. If you're gonna add on a forum or whatever, make sure that you're adding value to the actual forum itself. Don't just spam.
Yeah.
The spam sucks.
Yeah. Yeah. And you just gotta delete it.
Yeah.
Delete. Spam. That's, we use WordPress for all of our blogs and it's got some really nice features for handling spam. It's actually got a built-in spam filter. So it's, what little spam I get, I think is attributed to that spam filter. And it's so easy to handle it. I just delete or spam. Actually, I click spam. That way it gets filtered from other people. All right. So this one is, substantially the same. Oh, what was I going to say? So comment, I put a note here. So we got comment on a blog, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or you could send a review about a podcast. And get mentioned in a podcast, which gets transcribed and put on a blog.
That's what's
So we actually engage in providing this type of this type of service, if you will. Write a review of a particular podcast and let them know and say, hey, could you give me backlink love? Maybe it's not us, maybe there's a blog that's more relevant to your subject, right? So, I don't know, you're in armed services and you sell guns or whatever, and there's a police website and they have a blog, and you could write a good review about it and then let the people in charge of the blog know, hey, look, I wrote this review about it. Maybe you could reference my review at my website or something. That could give you some backlink love. That's actually called kind of link baiting. You may have heard that term before. So,
as long as you're doing something of value to the readers, to that website, to your website, and it's not just spam.
What goes around comes around. It's all good. So the next thing on this is actually substantially the same as the blog, commenting on the blog. It's a comment on a popular forum or help page. So, yeah, it's pretty much
that. Yeah, I kicked that dead horse on the other day.
And,
but I mean, it's good stuff though. It all makes sense. Just don't spam.
Yeah, don't spam. And this article was actually, it's written by Anton Stridum. And as we mentioned earlier, it was submitted February 10th, so it's very, very recent. And it's on eZine Articles. And it says 10 steps to get your website indexed by Google, Bing, and Yahoo in a day. And the rest of the things here, we really just wanted to touch upon, you know, how do you just get in them and get, well, this is, does say get indexed, but there's other things like install and activate Google Analytics. We've talked about that numerous times. I don't think that gets you indexed. Probably if you did it all on itself and did nothing else, you might get indexed just because now Google's aware of you. But I wouldn't count on that. That's, you know.
But you should be doing it anyway.
Yeah, by the way, you should be doing Google Analytics. Yeah. Anyway, Google AdSense. So that's if you want to have ads on your website, and then Google AdWords. So, you know, there's no evidence that if you are advertising on Google, you know, pay-per-click advertising on Google, there's no evidence that that makes your website do any better in organic, or there's no evidence. However, if you are advertising on pay-per-click, you should be getting more traffic. If you're not, then you need to let us run your pay-per-click campaign. Yes.
And you know, here's something else that's not on the list, but it's actually, this article is an example of it. At the very bottom of this article, it says, Anton Stridum is a seasoned web online media and technology expert, blah, blah, blah. He's the founder of this company, and here's their website. You could actually write an article and submit it to a an article, what is it?
Like eZine Articles.
Yeah, you could write an article and provide value to the SEO community or to the internet and do it that way. Because I read tons of articles about just random things. And I will go, if it's a good article, I'll check out their website and see, hey, is this something that's good, of value to me? I might take a look at it. So I think that's another good way. Write an article.
All right. Well, it looks like we're actually out of time. This was a really good podcast. More information. Again, I'm still stoked, about those incredible reviews. Thank you, Bend It Like Beckham
and MPO Zero and Lightning Thief.
Basketball. Lightning Basketball. Guys, again, send us your website so we can give you some backlink love. We really appreciate it. Anybody else out there who wants to write a review, if you get a modicum of valuable information in this, do us a favor. Link to us. Find us. Tell your friends. Tell everyone. Tell your neighbors. Strap a sign on your dog and have him run down the street. I don't know.
Just stand on the street corner with a sign that says E-Web Style. Like,
rocks.
Yeah, there you go.
E-Reps. Yeah,
that'll work.
Help us out. We really appreciate it. We really have a good time. We really enjoy giving back to the SEO community and helping you guys out. If you guys have any questions or comments, again, podcast@e-webstyle.com. You are listening to the most popular SEO podcast on iTunes. Woo-hoo. We really appreciate your listenership and hopefully soon your viewership. 9:15 Central Standard Time. You can find us. That is our podcast. We really appreciate you joining us. My name is Chris Burris.
And this is Paul Hansen.
Bye-bye for now.
Highbrow, tamely, gamely, headed my way, cool as mountain snow, girl, glow, girl, pining, shining, needing some play. Where have you been all my life? Something pure yet so refined. I think she's gonna set me free. Oh my.